Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Irish Congress of Trades Unions has described as a significant improvement a pay offer to public servants worth 6.5% over 2 years. The government's increased offer came after a night of negotiations at the Workplace Relations Commission. Under the deal, public employees will get a series of pay increases backdated to February. In a moment, we'll be talking to the chair of the Public Services Committee of the Irish Congress of Trades Unions, Kevin Callanan. But first, we're joined from our Cork studio by the Minister of Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath. Very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Brian.
So you had made an offer to the unions of 5% over 2 years. You increased that, you improved it. 6.5% is the deal. What persuaded you to improve your offer?
Well, first of all, Brian, if I can just say thank you to, first of all, the officials in my own department, the union leaders, the representatives of the staff associations, and also the staff at the Workplace Relations Commission for their enormous work in facilitating these talks, and indeed the lead up to those talks. I was kept appraised right through the night last night. I know everyone worked really hard to try to get a deal in very difficult circumstances. From my perspective as Minister, and from the government's point of view, at all times our aim here was to achieve a fair deal and to strike the right balance between, on the one hand, acknowledging the impact of inflation on public service workers and indeed on everyone else in the country, but at the same time not to chase inflation. We wanted a deal that was affordable, that was sustainable for taxpayers, and we also wanted to get certainty in respect of the public service pay bill for 2023, and I think we have achieved a fair and a balanced outcome overall, which does go some of the way to supporting public servants in respect of dealing with the cost of living pressures that are there. And we have always made the point consistently that separate to this process, the government will be doing more in the context of the budget through the various cost of living measures, and public service workers will also benefit from those measures.
So a number of things there, and we'll come back to some of them. But in terms of the deal, cumulatively, it's an increase of 8.5% over the 2022-2023 period, but it doesn't all come in one go. It's staged, and there are some additional measures for the lower paid.
That is correct, and it comes in the form of an extension to Building Momentum. Building Momentum covers the period 2021 and 2022, and if this proposal is ratified, then it will go a further year to the end of 2023. And you have presented it there in the context of 2 years, but in the context of the entire duration of what would be a revised agreement of 3 years, then the headline rate increases would be of the order of 9.5%. So just over 3% per annum. There are some measures there that provide larger increases for those on lower pay. So if you take in the aggregate the six increases across the revised Building Momentum subject to ratification, half of those increases, three of them, have a particular measure in there that improve the level of increase for public servants on lower pay. And I think that is important, particularly in the context of the real pressures that people are facing at the moment.
Is the additional increase, though, the 6.5%, is that dependent in any way on additional reforms or improved productivity?
Yes, because what we have here is agreement that the provisions of Building Momentum, which are quite extensive in the context of reforms, are carried forward into the extended agreement, which will now last right through next year.
Yeah, but that's productivity already signed up to by the unions. Are there additional requirements, additional reforms in return for this pay increase? What are you getting for this?
Well, we are satisfied that we now have the capacity and the framework to continue to modernise and reform public services and to continue to make them more efficient. So if you take, for example, the reforms and the changes to work practices that were secured in response to COVID-19, those provisions are now continued and extended into the future as part of this agreement. And I expect will become a permanent feature of the relationship we have as a government with our public service workers. Our public service workers did go above and beyond in the context of COVID-19, and I want to acknowledge that as well. But we do now have a commitment around flexibility, which I believe will give us the template to continue to improve public services into the future.
What's the additional cost of this revised deal? What are the implications for budget 2023? I think the 5% offer was costed at an additional €1.2 billion.
So to give you the full picture, the additional cost of the pay adjustments that we agreed last night and will now be going to ballot come in at approximately €1.6 billion. That is spread across a 3-calendar-year period, 22, 23 and 24. But there will be significant provision required in the context of budget 2023, which will be of the order of €1.4 billion. And so that will need to be provided for out of the overall expenditure envelope that I have available as Minister for budget 2023.
And you had made the point earlier in this process that pay increases for public servants mean less money in other areas of budget spending, less for housing, less for health, less for childcare and so on. So what areas are going to lose out?
Well, there are always finite resources, and I made that point consistently, acknowledging the reality of the budget parameters. But the prize here, from my perspective and from the government's point of view, is that we secure industrial relations stability. I think that's important for the country into the future. We secure certainty about a very large part of our public expenditure as a country. The public service pay bill represents about a third of overall current expenditure, and it does still leave us with capacity, first of all, in respect of the one-off measures, which we will be bringing forward in 4 weeks' time to make a contribution to addressing the cost of living pressures that people are facing. And there will be core changes in terms of permanent expenditure as well. But it does have to fit within a permanent a budgetary framework. I've always made that point. And there are always trade-offs in respect of any negotiation and any budget. And that's why we sought to get the best possible deal that we could for taxpayers generally, while acknowledging our obligation as an employer of public service workers too.
You've mentioned some additional measures for the lower paid, but the headline increase applies equally to all pay grades in the public service. Isn't that right? The very best paid public servants will get, in money terms, the biggest increases. Is that a responsible, to use your own word, use of public funds?
So I think the provision that we have put in place for lower paid public service workers is an important one. It was a key reform in building momentum, and we now have embedded that in respect of the proposed new agreement as well. And so the increase, for example, that is proposed in October of next year provides for a minimum cash increase of €750 for the lowest paid public service workers. So three of the six increases provided for under the revised building momentum favour the lower paid, and I think that is justified in the context of the pressures that we know that people are facing.
But Minister, a public servant earning €150,000 a year, and we know there are 4,000 public servants who earn more, they earn €150,000 or more or a year or more, they'll receive an increase under this deal of almost €10,000.
No, because there is a provision in the existing agreement that is now being carried forward into the new agreement that in the year in which any public servant receives restoration in respect of FEMPI, the financial emergency measures in the public interest, and those earning €150,000 or above received restoration in July of this year, they do not benefit from any further general round increases in that year. So, for example, the backdating of the 3% increase to the 2nd of February for public service workers generally, it does not apply to the highest paid public servants.
You said repeatedly, and you said it already in the course of this interview, that pay alone cannot address the cost of living crisis. So what's going to be set aside in Budget 23 for the government's cost of living package, particularly in the context of public sector union members now being asked to vote on a deal, part of which will, they are being told, be the budget package, that cost of living package?
Yeah, we're still 4 weeks out from Budget Day. We have yet to make a final decision in relation to the quantum of the cost of living package that will be introduced in parallel with the normal budget. We did have some discussion yesterday in the context of the energy challenges that we're relating that we're dealing with in relation to cost increases. We acknowledge as a government we are going to have to provide additional assistance. We are really concerned about the level of inflation in domestic bills and indeed business bills.
So what are the parameters, Minister, for that package?
That has yet to be agreed by government. That continues to be considered. We will be taking into account the latest Exchequer returns in the lead up to Budget Day, and Minister Donoghue and I and the party leaders and the whole of government will be making a decision on that matter in the next number of weeks.
Of course, it's not just inflation, rising energy costs that are a concern, but there's also a lot of concern now about the security of our power supply. Energy supply under pressure, the government having failed to secure additional generation capacity, the auction process now, according to Airgrid, not fit for purpose, they say, concern about blackouts this winter. Did the government just take its eye off the ball on this?
No, we are working very closely with the CRU as the regulator, and indeed with Airgrid as the grid operator, to ensure continuity of supply. Ireland, along with many other countries, is in a difficult position in the context of the war in Ukraine, and there is concern in relation to the continuation of the supply of gas to Europe through the autumn and winter period. Nobody knows for sure what Vladimir Putin will do, and as we know, about 50% of our electricity generation in Ireland is gas powered, so that is a concern, and there is a shortfall projected in the context of this coming winter, but steps are being taken by the CRU, by Airgrid to ensure that there is continuity of supply. We recognise how fundamental it is for our country, for our reputation, for the continuation of public services and for day-to-day living of ordinary people. So every possible step that needs to be taken will be taken, but we acknowledge that we're not in a position to give a guarantee, as is CRU and Airgrid. They're not giving a guarantee, but we are providing an assurance that every possible step will be taken, and we remain confident that there will be continuity of supply through this autumn and winter period.
Minister of Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.